across Runcorn and Widnes, 24 hours a day, your radio station. This is Halton Community Radio.
Each week in the show, if time permits, I'm going to delve into the archives and find some of the games from history that people might remember for Runcorn FC and other teams if we can do it. This week I'd like to concentrate, if I can, on the cup run of 1967-68 season. Runcorn entered the FA Cup at the first qualifying round stage and were drawn away to a team called Linotype and Machinery on the 16th of September 1967. Runcorn came away 3-1 winners, and in the second qualifying round were drawn at home and beat Lostock Graalham 5-2. In the third qualifying round, Runcorn were given a tricky home tie against Winsford United, but on the day proved too strong and ran out 7-1 victors, which meant they had to travel to Ellesmere Port Town for a place in the first round proper. Runcorn came out 2-1 winners, and when the draw came out, it was an unbelievable draw for Runcorn. They drew the oldest club in the competition, Notts County, at home at Canal Street. This is the newspaper report from the day, Saturday, December the 9th, 1967. It was stunning, exhilarating and almost unbelievable. In fact, I don't think Runcorn's players or fans will fully grasp the size of their success until the dice roll today and they learn what new mountain they must climb in the second round. Long after the 6,000 plus Runcorn fans had left Canal Street with light hearts and 11 heroes to acclaim, Stuart Horton, skipper of the Cheshire League part-timers, was still at a loss for words. "The boys are made up about this, just made up," he smiled. "I can't find the words." Manager Jack Boothway quietly acknowledged the pats on the back and then frankly expressed his amazement, not because Runcorn had won, because of the way that they had won. "County are full-time pros," said Jack. "They've got better players on their hooks. The conditions, a thin carpet of snow on a frozen ground, probably helped us, but on the day we not only showed more endeavour, but more ability too. We could easily have won 3-0. That's no exaggeration either. Even Billy Gray, Notts County manager, reluctantly nodded his head in agreement and confessed, "No excuses. They were the better team and went through. They were a credit to the club and their fans." Again, that's no overstatement. In fact, when anxious fans, not to mention a few pressmen, were imploring Runcorn to belt the ball anywhere down the pitch as they clung to what seemed a slender lead, the cultured part-timers kept their heads. They preferred to play their way out of trouble with skill, not brawn. As it turned out, the choice of tactics was entirely right. In the final 10 hectic minutes, they swept contemptuously through the county defence and on the cruel luck pushed some fine judgement by keeper Mike Rose, stopped Jeff Tongue, Fred Herring and Alan Ryan, adding to the humility of the 4th Division club. The goal that put out County and brought back memories of a historic clash with Preston, cup-winning side of pre-war days, came from Alan Ryan, the young centre-forward discovered playing Sunday soccer for a pub team last season. And it demonstrated perfectly why he has now amassed 39 goals this season. A part centre, part cross from Herring spun viciously from Rose's grasp. A posse of County men moved into cover-up, but too late. Ryan zipped into the furious flurry of arms and legs and hurtled headlong into the net as he lashed the ball home. Apart from the glory, the goal earned Runcorn players a £10 bonus each. If they succeed in the second round, manager Jack Boothway has promised them £15 a man.
Halton Community Radio.
The draw wasn't kind for Runcorn, and in the second round proper, they were drawn away at Southport. Runcorn lined up Pendlebury, Stanley, Horton, Phoenix, Oxterby, Denton, Tong, Herring, Ryan, Moss and Bateson, and the subs were the first time used in 1967, was Jones. 13,353 people packed into Southport's ground to salute gallant Runcorn, as the report says. The paupers in Saturday's big money FA Cup second round tie at Southport. But the team who won the sympathy and appreciation of every spectator for their grit and determination and never say die spirit, which shook some of the sand out of the seasiders' socks during a big effort 10 minutes from time. There was no giant killing act by the Cheshire Leaguers, as in case of the first round against Notts County. But there was a tremendous face-saving stint by the Linnets when all seemed lost. For the fans who left Hague Avenue ground knowing that Southport were home and dry, they missed the 10 minutes of the game that were the best stages. During that period, 3 goals were scored. Southport had the ball in the net from an offside position. Both teams hit the upright. Runcorn hit the side netting, and lost the services of inside forward Fred Herring. It was an explosive conclusion to what had been for Runcorn a rather lukewarm cup encounter. Perhaps the most galling point of this period for Runcorn was Southport's final goal, scored only 60 seconds after the Linnets had reduced the 3-goal deficit with a well-taken header by Alan Ryan. It was a goal that referee Mr. Thacker of Scarborough never even saw, and one which, to me and colleague perched at the back of Southport's new £65,000 stand, looked suspiciously offside. Referee Thacker never saw the goal because he was busy keeping an eye on Ryan and the Seasiders' bustling Wigan-based winger Eric Redrobe, who appeared to give Ryan some stick in one of the many fouls of the tie. The incident took a few seconds but was long enough for Southport to put the seal on the game with their final goal. Wing half Pete, a brilliant defensive player whose canny positional play thwarted many a Runcorn move, lobbed the ball over Runcorn's defensive line and inspurted inside forward Andrews to head home his second goal of the day. Runcorn made Southport work hard for their winning money and shut them all still further with an 89th minute goal, Ryan again being the scorer. He had notched his first with a bullet header after Dick Oxtonby had chipped on a Jeff Tong corner, and only seconds after, Herring had seen a brilliant effort push round the post for a corner by Southport custodian Reeves. His second also stemmed from good work by Tong. Stuart Horton drafted into the forwards after Herring's injury, headed down and the winger's cross, and Ryan volleyed home his second. It meant little to the final score, but what it did mean was that Runcorn had held their Division 3 opponents to a 2-2 second half. The game started badly for Linnets. To stand a chance of success, they had to hold Southport for the first 20 minutes. They failed in this task, giving the home side the chance of getting a grip on the game. The Seasiders concentrated an early blitz on the Runcorn goal, and it brought success after only 5 minutes. It was perhaps a mistake by keeper Brian Pendlebury, although he more than made up for this with some superlative saves. Pendlebury dashed off his line in a bid to cut off a cross from Ulti, but was beaten in the air by number 8 Andrews. With Runcorn's defence in a shambles, centre-forward Harkin had the easy task of tapping home goal number 1. Runcorn were awarded 5 free kicks in the first 9 minutes, but the nearest they got to the home goal was when Denton misjudged an effort on the volley. The Linnets escaped twice in as many minutes when winger Stuart Shaw broke clean away from Stuart Horton and had a nightmarish day against the tricky and speedy wingman. At the other end, Runcorn produced their best effort with Tong seeing a powerful header scrape across the crossbar and go over. Phoenix tested Reeves with a long-range shot, and Ryan, Moss, Tong and Herring were involved in a goal-mouth-heading duel before Ryan, unusually quiet in the first half, headed over. In the 33rd minute, Southport got goal number 2, winger Shaw beating Horton and Bateson in a 50-yard run, which culminated with his bullet centre being headed home by the hard-grafting Redrobe. Harkin almost got a third 30 seconds later when a back pass by Graham Stanley failed to carry, but Pendlebury saved the day. Redrobe had one shot go just wide, and Oxtonby had similar misfortune with a long-range effort as the first half fizzled out with Southport leading 2-0. The second half got off to a bad start for wing half Phoenix, for he was booked for a trip on Harkin. An indication of Southport's superiority at this point can be gained from the fact that it took Runcorn 58 minutes to gain their first corner. 10 minutes later, Southport notched goal number 3. Andrews, unmarked by the far post, had a simple task in heading home a centre from fullback Pearson. The Seasiders never eased up, and Shaw kept tormenting the Runcorn defence with his brilliant runs. Only fine work by Pendlebury and 3 successful offside traps saved Runcorn from slipping further in arrears. Good work by Shaw and Harkin ended in a header from Ambrose Clark, hitting the upright, and it was after this incident Runcorn clicked into gear. The 2 goals from Ryan and Southport's disputed 4th, and the introduction of substitute Jones, and a series of close shaves at both ends were packed into the final 10 minutes. It was a game that will live long in the mind of Runcorn supporters.
A radio station run by the people, for the people. This is Halton Community Radio.
If you follow sport in Halton and you'd like me to dip in the archives to find something out about your team or its history, email the show, studio@hcr.org.uk, and we'll see what we can do. Time for some more music. This is the Walker Brothers. I play a Walker Brothers song every week, as you know, but this is an alternate version of their massive hit, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore.